0 TR Mobile.
Bridge kick, take down.
I am now some. Is this Patrick? Call you everything except plate for supper. Let me turn this radio down. Well, good, Patrick. You been by the house?
We're just getting ready to head that way.
Where we're headed, but your eggs are sitting out there in the chair, and you may take them and go if you got something going on tonight. No problem at all. We're headed down towards W4DJW's Silver Lake or whatever it is, Edition. We're not far from there. We're about a mile from there. So I don't know how far we are from home. Well, I'm tickled to death. We found a new way to get around that bridge going to the west side of town. And it was to take Pleasantburg Drive off of 29 and go down to Ferris Road. It's a residential area, but it sure beats going across that bridge. And today they got a bicycle race, I think, of some kind going on downtown. So they got all kinds of detours besides that cockeyed bridge being worked on.
Found you another way, and you'll probably beat me home. I'm just got on the two-lane part of Memorial Highway.
Is that? You know, we got 4.29 inches of rain this morning from 4:15 is when I woke up, and it was just starting to rain. And then by mid-morning, it was 4 inches and 29 hundredths. That's a lot of rain when they said it was just going to be intermittent showers.
Some raining this morning, that's for sure.
Man, they do as good a job as they can. They say this is one of the roughest places in the country to forecast them, I guess because of the mountains to the west. And we're kind of in a valley here, from what I gather. But they can be wrong 7 times in a row and still never lose their job.
Well, I know growing up, the older weather guys did seem to do a little better job, but they weren't relying as heavily on computer technology. They had to interpret some of it for themselves.
It just does a real good job. And Kendra on Fox, local channel there, I like to watch her. She's pretty good. And Malachi, a black gentleman on 7, seems to be pretty good, but you don't have the Doppler radar, and the Doppler radar is a whole other thing, and it's head and shoulders above a standard radar, and I used to run the standard radars of different types, but the Doppler is just a really wonderful tool, and it's very super accurate as you can be.
Good job of giving you live data.
Yes. It works in a similar way, but a different way. And I remember when we first got Doppler radar for our radar altimeters on the carrier plane that I was on. It was just coming out back in the late 60s. And it was just a tremendous thing compared to the barometric altimeter, which you still always use the barometric, but the Doppler's considerably more accurate.
So, there's, like I said, technology is a great thing, but I don't think you need to take all the human interaction out of it.
I don't think they do, Patrick, really. Our nephew that flies 787s now, he majored in meteorology at Kansas University, and you would not believe the mathematics and stuff they have to go through. It's just pure D math, kind of like electronics. But I remember we'd go out and we would do radar practice runs, and they had a target out in the Salton Sea, and we'd leave San Diego and fly out to the Salton Sea, and it was, if I remember rightly, and it's been over 50 years ago, it was 200 and some feet, something like that, below sea level. So the regular barometric altimeter, it just was useless. But boy, I'll tell you what, that radar altimeter, it didn't care what the barometric pressure was. It was accurate. So it helped a lot. But they have come a long ways. But I can see why a lot of those stations don't have it. It's so expensive. Like the one that they got out there on I-85, you know, going towards Anderson, that's the one for WIFF-4. It's really a good tool, more so than what some of the other folks have got.
Been hearing, what, early 2000s you started hearing about Doppler radar in this area, I believe it was?
Sure, that cost a bunch of money to put that thing up out there. I know my buddy used to have a thing on his computer back up in Kansas, and he paid like $6 a month for it, and he was tight as a bark on a tree, but he liked meteorology, and he was a computer expert, and he could link up different radar sites all over the country. So even though they don't have a Doppler radar here, I'm sure that they can hook up with the ones that have and then display it on their stations. But I sure wasn't expecting that much rain, though, from what they were saying. And it's a blessing. We needed a good rain, but that's a little over good all at once.
We needed some more rain, that's for sure. We just need a nice steady rain for several days. Give it a chance to soak into the ground instead of running off.
The problem, but it's still looking kind of iffy out there, so I wouldn't be surprised if we get some more. Well, we're getting ready to go down to Big Hill. We'll see you in a little bit. And like I said, you got to go to a meeting tonight or not. Come in and visit if you want, and if you're in a hurry, just get and go. And just like McDonald's. Anyways, I'll let you go for now, Patrick. KO4 HKX N0TR clear.
I see you coming, KO4 HKX.
Black hearse in. Oh, no, that's not a hearse, is it, Bernice? I thought they'd come after me, Patrick. All right. Yeah, this is N0TR clear.